You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to another edition of The Juke in the Back. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles on those worn-out walking shoes. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, and baby, I got a big old box of old dusty 78s. I'm gonna pull out, drop down on the Rockola jukebox platter, spin them around, and make them splatter for you, baby. Got a real special show for you this week as we feature one of the true innovators of rock and roll, the architect, so to speak. I'm talking about Ellis McDaniel, better known to the world as Bo Diddley. His influence can still be felt today through that driving ham-bone beat, that vibrato guitar, those crazy off-the-wall lyrics. Bo Diddley was a true original and changed rhythm and blues music forever, helping to pave the way towards rock and roll. Bo Diddley's big breakthrough year was 1955, and so this entire Juke in the Back is going to feature every recording he made during the year of 1955. But before we get into Bo's accomplishments, let's hear some other great rhythm and blues records from 1955. But you know, we like to do things a little different here on the Juke in the Back. So instead of giving you the bona fide hit A-side, we're gonna kick the show off by flipping two 1955 records over to hear their stunning B-sides. The first comes from a cat who quite possibly might have the greatest name in rhythm and blues. His real name was Overton Lemons, but we know him as Smiley Lewis. During the end of the summer of 1955, he scored a big number two R&B record with I Hear You Knockin', featuring Huey Piano Smith playing the lead in piano groove. Well, if you flip that tremendous hit over, you'd have this one, a song nearly as good. Here's Smiley Lewis kicking off this week's Juke in the Back on 1955 and the rise of Bo Diddley with Bumpity Bump.
He cried, "Oh, Mr. Dog,
Little Walter Jacobs, one of the greatest harp players in all of blues, with Thunderbird, the stunning instrumental flip side of his vocal number one smash, My Babe. My Babe was his second and last number one record on the R&B lists. His first was Juke in 1952. And while My Babe was topping the U.S. charts in March of 1955, a young cat by the name of Ellis McDaniel was heading into 2120 South Michigan Avenue in Chicago, into Chess Recording Studios to cut his first sides. He had just been rejected by VJ Records across the street. But not one to give up, McDaniel headed on over to Chess to give them a listen. Leonard Chess was impressed, and on March 2nd and 3rd, 1955, McDaniel had his first session. They cut 8 songs. 4 of them would be usable. The other 4 were alternate takes. McDaniel had written a tune, and as the legend goes, it's had several names. The lyrics were quite funny and suggestive, but they would never sell commercially. So McDaniel went back and wrote cleaner lyrics, but they were just as strange. The tune and the artist would be renamed Bo Diddley. The origin of that name has been debated over time as well. Most sources pointing to the one-stringed instrument that many blues guitarists learned on, the diddley bow. Bo himself stated in several interviews that there was a musician cat who used to busk on the streets of Chicago called Bo Diddley that his adoptive mother, Gussie, was fond of. Other sources point to a cat named Bo Diddley that Leonard Chess was familiar with, a nightclub act. Still, some say that Bo Diddley was a nickname that Ellis McDaniel got from his classmates back at school. Any way you look at it, though, the name stuck, and it was very memorable. How could you forget Bo Diddley? But it wasn't just the name. It was that driving, shave-and-a-haircut two-bits beat, known as the ham-bone rhythm. It was that vibrato, tremolo guitar. It was those goofy lyrics that almost made sense. It was his rebel attitude. You put all that together, and you got the makings of rock and roll. The beginning of rock and roll can really be measured by the success and the influence of several records. Elvis cutting That's All Right Mama in July of 1954. Little Richard with the driving Tutti Frutti in 56. And in 1955, you had Bo Diddley with Bo Diddley. Clifton James is providing that backbeat. Jerome Green is playing those maracas. And on guitar is Ellis Bo Diddley McDaniel. Stark, but powerful. There are 2 alternate takes that exist of Bo Diddley. So what I've decided to do is take part of one take, mix it in with part of another take, and then finish up with the version that was released on 45 and 78 as Checker number 814. We're featuring all of Bo Diddley's 1955 breakthrough year recordings. Let's kick it off with the first. Here's Bo Diddley on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, or the soul that came before rock and roll. Take it away, Bo.
1, 2, 3, 4. Bo Diddley gonna buy his baby diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, Bo Diddley gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better take my ring from me. Thank you. Won't you come to my house with black cat bones? Take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's he been? Up your house and gone again. Bo dilly, have you heard? My pretty baby said she was a bird. When I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket, keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, May 21, you know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man, I spell M. Down the Kansas doom, bring back the second cousin, Little John the Conqueror, my man, spell him A. I'm a man, I spell him A.
Bo Diddley's first single, Checker 814. Bo Diddley, backed with I'm a Man. And when you stop and think about it, what an influential two-sided single that was. Muddy Waters would take I'm a Man and morph it into his own Mannish Boy. And on Bo Diddley, that ham-boned backbeat would show its face again throughout rock and roll. Notably, a couple of years later, on Buddy Holly's Not Fade Away, later covered by the Rolling Stones. And also on The Strangeloves' I Want Candy from the early 60s. In fact, you can still hear that ham-bone beat in pop music today. Now we're featuring all of Bo Diddley's recordings from 1955, his breakthrough year. Here's another tune that came off that first recording session, held on March 2nd and 3rd of 55. It features Willie Dixon on bass, Clifton James on drums, Billy Boy Arnold on harp, Otis Spann on piano, Jerome Green on maracas, and of course, Bo Diddley on lead guitar and vocal. This tune was not released as a single. It would end up on his Checker LP, Go Bo Diddley. I'm Matt the Cat. This is the Juke in the Back. Here's Bo Diddley with Little Girl. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Mark and Marion McAlpine. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
I'm Bobby the Bobcat, and I'm plowing with Matt the Cat on the Juke in the Back.
Hang around here. Well, I love you.
What a great bluesy tune. You Don't Love Me, You Don't Care. Cut at Bo's first session, March 2nd and 3rd of 55. And I'm always amazed when I listen back to the songs that were cut during that session and how mature he was. This was a guy's very first time in the recording studio, and he laid down some amazing music. 2 months later, on May 15th, 1955, Bo Diddley enters the studio, 6 days before Chuck Berry would enter the same studio to cut Maybelline, another groundbreaking early rock and roll record. This time, though, Bo only records 2 songs. Both of them are used for his second single, Checker No. 819. His sound is somewhat expanded on this second single, for you've got the Moon Glows, led by Bobby Lester and Harvey Fuqua singing background vocals. You've also got Little Walter, who we heard at the top of the show, playing harp on this tune. Clifton James is back on drums, and Jerome Green is playing maracas once again. Here's Bo Diddley with a tune that topped out at number 11 on the national R&B lists during the summer of 55. It's Diddley Daddy on the Juke in the Back, featuring Bo Diddley's breakthrough year of 1955.
I found her right here in the windy city. Somebody kissed my baby last night. My pretty baby cried, you know it wasn't right. Say, Bo Diddle, you know you're not your bone man. I say, I love you, baby, with all my heart. Please don't never say we're apart. I wanna know if you do love me. Well, you told she was going to set me adone. Please don't be me. Please don't never, never go. Please don't leave me. Please don't never, never go.
Billy Boy Arnold is playing harp on that song, She's Fine, She's Mine, the flip side of Bo Diddley's second single. Little Walter was playing harp on its A side, Diddley Daddy. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring all of Bo Diddley's recordings from his breakthrough year of 1955. His third session was held on July 14th of 55. He cut his next single at this session, Pretty Thing on the A side, and Bring It to Jerome, the flip. It was issued as Checker number 827. By this time, Billy Boy Arnold had quit playing harp for Bo Diddley. He was replaced by Lester Davenport. Clifton James is still on drums, Jerome Green is shaking those maracas, and Bo Diddley, who was born on the 30th of December 1928 in Macomb, Mississippi, is handling the lead guitar and lead vocals. He was the son of Eugene Bates and Ethel Wilson, but Bo was raised by his mother's first cousin, Gussie McDaniel, and she moved from Mississippi to Chicago in 1934, taking young Bo with her. Now let's hear his third single for the Checker label, a subsidiary of Chess Records. Here's Pretty Thing, backed with Bring It to Jerome. On your showcase for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, this is the Juke in the Back.
My life. it to the wrong.
Come to find out, baby.
Bring it to the wrong.
Giving my money away.
Bring it to the wrong. Bring it to the wrong. Bring it to the wrong. Bring it to the wrong.
Tell me, baby.
Bring it to the wrong.
What you trying to do?
Bring it to the wrong.
You ain't treating me, mama.
Bring it to the wrong.
Like you used to do.
Bring it to the wrong.
Say,
bring it to the wrong. Bring it to the wrong. Bring it to the wrong. To the wrong.
What's bring wrong
it to
with
the
you?
Wrong.
You
bring
know,
it to
baby.
The wrong.
I'm so
bring
crazy
it to
about
the
you.
Wrong.
Baby.
Bring it to the wrong. Bring it to the wrong. All you pretty women, I bring it to my home. You don't have to worry. I won't do you no wrong. Bring it on home. Bring it to the wrong. Bring it on home. Bring it to the wrong. Looky here, pretty baby. This mess I won't stand. All the other women, I say you got another man. Bring it on home. Bring it to the wrong. Bring it on home. Bring it to the wrong.
I love that call and response. That's Bring It to Jerome, the flip side of Pretty Thing, which didn't chart until early 1956, but was recorded during the summer of 1955. It would eventually reach number 4 on the national R&B charts. This next Bo Diddley classic was also recorded at that third recording session on the 14th of July of 55. However, it was never issued as a single. It wasn't released until it was featured on the LP, Have Guitar, Will Travel. This great instrumental is called Spanish Guitar, and it's part of the great recordings that Bo Diddley made during his first year of recording, 1955. I'm Matt the Cat. Here's Spanish Guitar on the Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll. Thank you. Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week's Great 78 features Bo Diddley, but it was never actually issued as a 78, and it's a little hard to find. The song is Heart-O-Matic Love, and it was recorded at Bo's third recording session held on the 14th of July in 1955. It features Clifton James on drums, Lester Davenport on harp, Jerome Green playing the maracas, Willie Dixon on bass, and Bo Diddley playing the guitar and singing lead. Here's this week's Great 78, Heart-O-Matic Love.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the bag.
Did it?
Bo Diddley with Diddy Wah Diddy from his fourth recording session. It was held on November 10th, 1955, and it yielded three songs. Little Willie Smith is playing the harp on Diddy Wah Diddy, and the Moonglows are back again singing background harmonies. Diddy Wah Diddy would later be recorded by Captain Beefheart as one of his early singles. Yet another tremendously creative cat who was influenced by Bo Diddley. I'm featuring all of his recordings from 1955, his breakthrough year. We have two left. Let's flip Diddy Wah Diddy over, which was checker number 832. On the flip, I'm looking for a woman. Here's the great and often underrated Bo Diddley on the Juke in the Back.
Let me get away. dance all going around the world. Try to get away from that dancing girl. Holla, boy, diddly, away from me. I was so tired, I couldn't see.
Bo Diddley with Dancing Girl, from his last session of 1955, held on November 10th. That song was never issued as a single, but was featured on his LP, Have Guitar, Will Travel. 10 days after this session, on the 20th of November, Bo Diddley had his first and only appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show. He was booked on the show thanks to the tremendous success of his first single, Bo Diddley. While in the dressing room before the program, Bo was singing 16 Tons, which was a current hit by Tennessee Ernie Ford. The producers asked him to play that song on the air. When he was introduced by Ed Sullivan and the cameras were rolling, Bo sang Bo Diddley. It's reported that Ed Sullivan said that he would never play his show again, and he didn't. But it really didn't matter, because Bo had just played to a national mixed audience on the most popular program on TV. The rest is history. Although Bo Diddley wouldn't see a chart hit on the R&B lists for about 3 years, until early 1959. He recorded numerous great and now classic records. But really, when you look at Bo Diddley's career, you just can't beat his debut year of 1955, when everything was beginning and everything was starting to take shape for this groundbreaking artist. If you want to trace rock and roll back to its rhythmic roots, it will lead you right back to Bo Diddley's Hambone beat.
And next week, we're going to take that one step further as we feature Bo Diddley Part 2, 1956 to 59. I hope you'll be there, cats and kittens. Until then, remember, soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, right here on the Juke in the Back. Well, let's close it down with Bo Diddley live on The Ed Sullivan Show in 1955. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll catch you all on the flip side next time. Bye-bye.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, as everybody knows, Harlem, whenever any new musical trend has evinced itself in the popular field, whether it's the Charleston or the Black Bottom or any of the rhythm songs, the first area to find out about it in advance is Harlem. A couple of weeks ago, I went up in Harlem. I'd seen these shots in the newsreels about thousands of people jamming the streets around Frank Shiffman's Apollo Theater, all trying to get in to see Dr. Jive's Rhythm and Blues. So here is Dr. Jive. I want you to meet this young disc jockey from WWRL. Now, Doctor, you tell him about it, will you?
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We have a lot of wonderful recording stars with us. To get rolling, I'd like to present a wonderful folk blues singer. Here is Bo Diddley. Bo Diddley. Thank you.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.